seeing those testimonies was great, wasn't it? What an encouragement. Are we okay?
Okay.
Yeah, she's okay. All right. I have a few announcements to make. I will not be here the first Sunday in July. I'm going to be at Sandy Cove. You saw the lovely rooms in which we'll be staying. What they didn't show you are the wonderful meals that they serve. Colleen and I have been to Sandy Cove many times over the years, these past years. And one of the things they are known for is the wonderful food they serve. And of course, we will be fed by the Word of God. Now, that is the first Sunday in July. We'll all be at Sandy Cove. The following Sunday in August, I will not be here. On about the 26th of July, Colleen and I will be leaving. We'll be going to Jakarta, Indonesia. There are 1,000 young Christian leaders under the age of 35. And Colleen and I have been invited to be a part of that. Now, I don't want you confused. I am not under 35. But for the 1,000 young leaders, there will be mentors to meet with them and encourage them and help them to learn and grow. That will be my task. This conference is brought together by the Lausanne Movement. And Colleen is working with them to develop materials for schools and churches around the world. So during that week, she and her team will be interviewing and talking with these leaders about their ministries. Most of the 1,000 come from Africa, South America, and Asia. There will only be a small group from North America. And there are those coming from China. Not easy. But being in Jakarta, it is easier for them to get into the country and out of China than if they were coming to the U.S.
比起来到美国来这边，进入亚加达那边去受训会比较容易。
We'll be there for about 10 days.
我们大概会在那边十天。
If you really miss my preaching the first Sunday in August, I will be back in time to preach at EFC in Baltimore on the second Sunday. That only will take you about 2 hours and 15 or 20 minutes. Colleen will have to stay longer because of her work with the materials that they're developing. We'll then be home for a little while, but then plan on probably moving over to India for about 3 weeks. There we'll be hope to be working with a Bible school to help them develop the Kairos program for their curriculum.
那我们在那边呢，我们预期是在那边我们在学校里头在那边发展了 Kairos 的一些教材。
So we will be busy for the next few months.
对，接下来的几个月我会非常忙，我跟太太会非常忙碌。
I share that because many of you people are praying people.
我跟你们分享这些事，因为当中是很多是代祷勇士。
And in every situation.We need the anointing of the Lord upon what we're doing. It's not about us. It's about Jesus. And it's about His kingdom. And we need the prayer support. That we might be used of God. Now, yesterday was a special day for Colleen and me. I'm not sure quite how to explain this. One way I can explain is that Colleen has endured 33 years of living with me yesterday. But another way of saying that for 33 years, we have enjoyed the richness of God's blessing and the opportunity together to serve God. So I took my wife to a very nice restaurant last night. We don't do this very often. And when we got there, the people sitting behind us, close friends of the family, were celebrating their 50th anniversary. And when we began talking about it, the couple behind them said, we're celebrating our 11th anniversary. So June 4th must be an auspicious day. Friends, the end of the announcements. I actually have a greater announcement to make. I'm going to spend the next 40 minutes making that announcement. Bow with me, please, for a word of prayer. Almighty God, I pray that as you are present, you will convict and draw to yourself every person here.
主啊，我们祷告，真的是我们需要你来，真的是吸引我们一个人来到你的面前。
Thank you for being present.
我们谢谢你的同在。
Thank you that because of your love, you come to teach us.
我们谢谢你，因为你爱我们，所以你来教导我们。
And I pray the Holy Spirit to do His work today.
我祷告圣灵在这边动工。
In the name of Jesus, I pray.
主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Have you ever gotten a special invitation from someone?
你是不是从某个人那边拿到一个很特殊的邀请？
Maybe they invited you to a wedding.
可能是邀请你去参加一个婚礼。
Or a party.
或是一个宴会。
Or maybe some very special event for you.
也许是为你设计的一个很特殊的聚会。
And when you got the invitation, you wanted to go show it to everyone.
当你拿到这个邀请的时候，你很想要拿去给别人看。
A couple of months ago, Colleen and I received an invitation.
几个月前，我跟太太收到一封邀请函。
A longtime friend from Korea wrote to us.
我们多年在韩国的朋友写信给我们。
He comes frequently to the U.S.
他常常来美国。
For he has preached all over the world.
因为他在全世界各地传讲神。
And he always brings to the U.S. 50 Korean children who sing and perform.
他来的时候总会带着50个韩国的儿童来这边表演唱歌。
It is thrilling to hear them and to watch them.
非常的开心，可以看到他们的表演。
But this year is the 75th anniversary of one of the great missionary radio stations.
今年是第75个周年纪念，是一个基督教的一个电台的周年庆。
And Korea is the base from which they broadcast into China, Russia.And all of the islands of Southeast Asia.
韩国是一个基地，他们可以广播到中国，到爱尔兰，俄罗斯，那些其他的地方，就是它是一个那边的一个基地。
So they want to celebrate 75 years.
对，他们要来庆祝这第七十五个周年。
They are bringing 10. Of the children's choirs to the U.S.
他们带领了十个儿童的合唱团。
And they're going to perform in Carnegie Hall in New York City.
他们会在纽约市的卡内基音乐厅来表演。
And we have an invitation to go.
我们拿到那个邀请函。
The evening of June the 24th.
在6月24日的晚上。
And then they're having a very fancy dinner at one of the big hotels.
然后他们会有一个非常好的一个晚餐，在附近的一个旅馆。
With all the people from this mission broadcasting company.
每一个人从在这个宣教的电台。
And we've been invited.
然后我们竟然被邀请跟他们一起。
And they even have.Hotel rooms set aside for us.
他们竟然还有旅社的房间为我们预留在那边。
Except we have to pay for that.
不是，我们必须要自己付旅社的钱。
So we're not staying in the hotel.
所以我们就不会住在那边。
But everything else is their gift to us.
然后，但是其他的事情都是他们给我们的免费的礼物。
What an exciting invitation. We're just thrilled. But you know, there's a more thrilling invitation than that. It is the invitation from God to you. I want us this morning to look at the many invitations in which God says to you, come.
今天早上我要从圣经当中来看到 上帝在这很多的经文当中要说来这样的邀请，我们今天会花时间来听。
And the good news of the Bible is there's an invitation for every one of you here this morning.
然后好消息圣经的好消息是这个邀请是在我针对每一个人今天在我们当中的每一个人所发出的邀请。
So as we listen to the invitations, I want you to ask yourself, which invitation is for me today?
所以当你今天在聆听的时候，我要你来问自己，哪一个邀请是对我发出的邀请？
For our first invitation, I want us to go to Isaiah, the first chapter.
第一个邀请，我们要来看的是以赛亚书的第一章。
In Isaiah, the first chapter and the 18th verse, God says, Come now, let us settle the matter. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. Now, this is a powerful invitation. Because the people to whom God is speaking have turned their back on him. You remember all that God did for the children of Israel? He brought them out of Egypt where they had been in bondage. For 40 years in the wilderness, God led them and fed them. And yet now, they have turned their back on God. In the first 17 verses of the first chapter of Isaiah, God lists all of the things that they're doing. He says, You're more stupid or dumber than a mule. That's not very complimentary, is it? God says, read this out loud with me. The ox knows his master, the donkey its owner's manager, but Israel does not know. My people don't understand. Read that in Mandarin. You see, they're not paying attention to God. They're not listening to Him. What's interesting is, even though they weren't listening to God, they were still religious. They were still coming to the temple and offering their sacrifices. And God looked at them and said, You know, when you're not just and fair, I don't want your sacrifices. In English, read this. Stop bringing meaningless offerings. Your incense is detestable to me. New moons, Sabbaths, and convocations, I cannot bear your worthless assemblies. Read it in Mandarin.
你们不要再献虚无的供物，香饼是我所憎恶的。 月朔和安息日，并宣召的大会，也是我所憎恶的。做罪孽，右手严肃会，我也不能容忍。
My friends, all across the country today, people are in worship services like this.
朋友们，今天在美国，美国各地都是像我们这样子早上在这边聚会一样。
If they were really worshiping God in spirit and in truth,
如果这些人真的是在真心诚意上的敬拜神，在诚实。
If they really were following Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, do you think we would have people being shot on the streets? Do you think we would be having home invasions where this past week they entered an old woman's home. She's 71. They raped her.
我们会有房子，就是有人会强夺进入房子。我们过去有个70岁的老太太，甚至被强暴。
How can we have a nation who is supposed to be worshiping God so full of anger and sin?
我们这样子敬拜的国家。
It's because much of the worship is what God calls worthless. There's no value to what you're doing. Because you come, but you do not surrender to me, God says.
因为上帝说你来，但是你并没有完全的把自己交托在神手中。
You come, but you are not worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ.
你来，但是你没有在敬拜耶稣基督。
This sounds very bad.
这听起来真的是很糟糕。
But then Jesus says, "Come."
但是耶稣说来。
Come, and he says.I want to have a discussion with you.
上帝说来，我会跟你有一个谈论。
Probably the version of the Bible you have says, "Come now, let us reason together."
在你的圣经的版本当中，可能会讲是说来，我们彼此来谈论辩论。
Is it reasonable that you should live a life without peace in your soul?
你是不是真的是活的？你生活当中，你心里面没有平安，没有这样子过日子呢
？Is it reasonable that you should live with sin eating away at you inside？
你是不是有的罪在你内里，把你的心吃掉了？这样子在过日子，这样值得吗？
Is it reasonable that you should live from day to day not knowing？Where you'll be in eternity?
你是不是每天一天过一天日子，但是你不知道你最终要去的地方是一个永生的主的地方呢？
Is it reasonable that you should live without the joy of the Lord and the peace of God inside?
你是不是在活的时候，你并没有那样的喜乐，没有上帝的喜乐在你的心里头呢？
God says, "I want to reason with you."
上帝说，我要跟你们彼此辩论。
I am offering to cleanse you from every sin.
上帝说我提供你们一个赦免，要赦免你们所有的罪。
Though your sin be like scarlet.
你的罪是像朱红。
That refers to the cloth that was red.
这像一块布把它染成红色。
But to give it a brilliant color.And make it more expensive, they dyed it twice.
要让它看起来更鲜红，然后看起来更有价值。他们染了两次颜色。
The double dyeing process gave it a rich, deep red that could not be washed out.
他们做了两次的染色，使这块布看起来更深红，看起来更漂亮，但是。
That's your condition, and that's my condition. I'm a sinner. There's nothing I can do to change that. But God comes and says, no matter how deep the red may be, I will make you like wool. I will make you as white as the snow. He says, come, I want to cleanse you and forgive you. Come, I want you to have my peace and my joy. Don't resist God. The invitation is to you today. If there's sin in your life, He wants to wash it away and set you free. But maybe you're sitting here saying, Pastor Jim, I've been forgiven. Well, I have another invitation for you. It's also in the book of Isaiah. It is the 55th chapter. And in this chapter he says, come, all you are thirsty. Come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Now, again, God is saying to you, come. And He is addressing this. He's saying this to everyone. You see, it has always been God's purpose that all the nations of the world would know that He is God. So this invitation says, all. Everyone. Jew or Gentile. Rich or poor. Well educated or without any education. This invitation goes out to everyone, which means you. And he says, are you thirsty? I can remember many years ago, I was traveling in a station wagon with five other men through the deserts of the Middle East. In the back, they had buckets with a chemically made ice. And they had many, many, many Bibles or bottles of water stowed in those buckets. We would drive for a while. A couple of times we had to get out and push. Wheels got stuck in the sand. And then our leader would say, here, take the bottle and drink all of it. I said, well, I'm not that thirsty right now. His answer was, I don't care whether you feel like it. You desperately need to drink this water now. Traveling through the Sinai Desert is a hot water draining experience. But is it like that? This coming week, this next week, what kind of experiences will you have that drain you of everything? And you become so thirsty. Well, it's not the thirst within your mouth, it's the thirst within your soul. It's the thirst from within your heart. You need something more to satisfy the desire. And so God says, come, you who are thirsty. Do not raise your hand. But I wonder how many would or could raise their hand and say, I'm thirsty. My hand is up. I come to the end of a week sometime and I'm dry. You give out and you give out more and you give out more, and it seems like there's very little coming in. God says, I have some water for you that you can't buy. Even if you have money, forget it. Some of you have spent a lot of money to satisfy the emptiness inside, and it has not worked. And he says, come without money and without cost. I've paid you. Do you remember the story of Jesus with the woman at the well? The disciples had gone to town to get something to eat. And Jesus sits on the well, and a Samaritan woman comes to him. And she said, what are you doing here? She said, I need some water. Jesus said, if you knew who I was, you would ask me for water. John 4:13-14. Read this out loud with me in the English. Jesus answered, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water that I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
Mandarin.
And we know that when he speaks of the spring of water welling up, he is speaking about the Holy Spirit.
那我们教会就是只要说里头这个泉源涌出来泉源，我们知道那个是在圣灵。
Because when we receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and He makes our dark heart white, He cleanses us from sin, the Holy Spirit comes to live within, and He is that spring of water welling up to eternal life. Thirsty?
渴了吗?
Jesus comes with the water.
耶稣来,领着水来,
He alone can satisfy.
单单他就可以来满足你。
Jesus got into a discussion.
耶稣进入到一个,
and He was troubling some of the followers that were with him. Because Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. You've got to read this verse out loud with me. Come on. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty.
耶稣说我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
Are you thirsty and hungry this morning?
你又饿又渴吗?
Some of you are well fed.
我们当中有些被喂得饱饱的。
You might be overfed.
你可能已经吃太饱了。
Colleen, we were overfed last night.
我跟卡莉今天晚上吃太多了，被喂太多了。
Shame on us. But the food and the refreshment that you need to make it through this coming week is the refreshment and food that only Jesus Christ can give you. And He says, come, you that are thirsty, I have water for you.
他说来，你口渴的，来，我这边有活水给你。
And then He says, I have wine and milk and bread.
他说我有酒，我有奶，我有面包。
Now, some of you may be a little nervous about the wine.
刚刚可能听到会觉得对这个酒有点担心。
But it symbolized to the people great cheer and a celebration.
那这个酒只是一个象征性的一个很大的庆祝的一个象征。
And milk and bread were basic and essential to strength and life.
那牛奶和面包是生命的基本的必需品。
This is what Jesus offers you this morning.
这个是耶稣今天早上对你的邀请。
Christian friend, are we ready to go through this week as a witness to Christ? Because we have had Jesus satisfy our thirst and our hunger.
基督教的朋友们啊，你是不是在那里被有上帝的供应的这些又不渴又被喂饱的，被你来见证上帝。
Jesus says, "Come."
耶稣说来。
I'll forgive you.
我会赦免你。
I'll provide the water and food for your soul that you need.
我对你的灵会提供你活水跟面包来满足你。
Then I want to go to Matthew 11:28.
然后我们要进到马太福音十章二十八节。
Let's look at this verse.
那我们来看这个经文。
Is Matthew 11:28 there? No, it's not. Okay, find it in your Bible.
请在自己的圣经当中找到。
Matthew 11:28. Matthew 11:28. I'm sorry, it's not up here, but I want all of you to find Matthew 11:28. We're going to read it in English and in Mandarin. It's short. Matthew 11:28. In English, together. Come to me, all you that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Anybody here tired? I am. We expend or we use, we spend all of our energies all week. And so often find ourselves burdened and weary. Now, my friend, it is good to be weary from work. I believe that. But it is not good to be weary because you're carrying so many emotional and spiritual burdens. There are many references to these heavy burdens that people carry in the Bible. One of my favorite verses is the 37th Psalm, the 5th verse. Now read this verse with me. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will do this. I am going to be a bit, you have a word for audacious? I'm going to be a little bit forward this morning. And tell you that that translation is not accurate, it's not good. Because the 37th Psalm, verse 5, literally says, roll your burden over on Him. Literally, it says, roll all your burdens of care on Jehovah because He cares for you. The burdens of care. Some of you have not worked that hard this week. But you're still tired. It's emotional weariness. It's fighting battles that you can't win. And God wants to step in with the whole armor of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. But you won't let Him. You want to do it on your own. And you're tired. He says, why not roll those cares over on Him? There's another verse. First Peter.
彼得前书。
In First Peter, he says, read it with me. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you.
中文你写读月三。你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
Now again, in the original language, the word cast means really to throw it on God.
在原文里面这个卸下来，在原文意思说是把你的这些重担都丢到神的身上。
And you can do this because he really cares about you.
你可以这样说，因为上帝真的是很顾念你。
I want you to say out loud, God cares about me.
让我们一起来大声说，上帝顾念我。
Say it in English. God cares about me.
来，中文一起大声说，上帝顾念我。
And because he cares, he says, let me get under this thing with you and help you carry it.
因为上帝顾念我，所以他说他要在你的重担上面，他弯下腰来要帮你一起把它扛起来。
Have you ever been feeling tired because of a lot of anxiety and problems in life?
你是不是在生命当中经历过很多的忧虑跟问题，因此真是觉得很累？
And you go to a friend of yours,
然后你去你的朋友那边，
and you begin telling them,
然后你开始跟他们说。
You don't get very much out before the person says, you think you got a problem.Let me tell you about what I'm carrying.
你根本讲不了多久，你的朋友会跟你讲说，你觉得你有个问题，哎呀，我的问题比你大。
And you suddenly feel shot down.
然后你突然感觉到你整个人就被封，你就把自己封闭起来了。
You wanted to tell somebody because you thought they cared.
因为你要跟别人，跟某人说，因为觉得那个人顾念你。
It immediately became obvious that they were more concerned for themselves than they were you. And then they go on and say, by the way, have you ever met so-and-so, some person, they've had this much worse than you. This doesn't help you at all.You see, the beauty is, God says, you come, roll your cares, throw your anxiety. I want to help you because I care about you.
你看这些多么美的事，上帝跟你讲说，来，把你的一切重担、忧虑，通通卸到我身上，因为我顾念你。
Come unto me, all you that are weary and heavy laden.And I will give you rest.
等一切劳苦担重担的人来到我面前，我必使你得安息。
Are you weary today?
你今天是不是很忧虑？
Not weary from working, but weary from worrying.
你是不是今天很疲惫？不是说因为你工作很疲惫，而是因为你担忧而很疲惫。
Anxieties.
你焦虑。
Inner struggles.
你心里头很多的东西在那边焦灼。
Family problems.
家庭的问题。
Weary.
真的是很疲乏。
Jesus says, "Will you come to me?"
耶稣说，你来我面前。
And then Matthew 4:19.
接下来我们看马太福音第四章第十节。
I just want to refer to this quickly.
我要很快的跟你大家讲一下。
Read this in English. Come follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people.
耶稣对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
What does this mean for you and me?
这个对你我来说表示什么？
Does this mean that some of you should leave your business to go into missionary work overseas?
这代表说你要放下你 工作，然后到海外去做个宣教士呢？
No.
不是。
It does mean, though, that in your daily life, following Jesus means you're going to be a witness in the marketplace.
但是这个对你在你平常生活当中，这个的确表示了你要来见证神在你所工作的地方。
You're going to conduct your business as one surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ.
你要完全的交托给上帝的方式来经营你的生命。
Your grades in high school and college are going to reflect the fact that you've sanctified or dedicated your mind to God.
你在高中跟大学成绩，这是代表着你要时间成绩成变成一个预表，你献给上帝的。
He says, I want you to follow me.
他说我要你来跟上。
And if you're following him Monday through Saturday, you're going to have many opportunities to share with others what Christ is doing for you.
你如果是跟从主的人，你从星期到星期，你会有很多机会来见证上帝，你上帝在你身上的工。
Now there's another side of this. He may be calling some of you to leave your business. That's radical. But we've had people come to the end of a Kairos course, which some of you took, and have said, I believe God is calling me to the ministry.
在我们当中有人受过的 Kairos training 当中，有些人受了这个训练的尾结束之后，他们说，的确上帝已经呼召我了，我要来跟从主放下。
These are business people.
这些都是做生意的人。
These are well-educated people.
这是具有高等教育的人。
But to disrupt their family to say, we have to go, God is calling me. Will you follow him?
你会跟从主吗?
Will you follow him this week in your business and at school?
你这里边会跟从主在你的功课跟在你的生意上吗?
There's one other come you've got to see.
还有一个来你要来看。
This is a fun one.
这个是一个很好玩的来。
马太福音二十五章三十四节。Is that the verse I want? Yeah, it is, I'm pretty sure. In verse 31 it says, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, He will sit on his throne in the heavenly glory.
当所有的人来到他面前的时候，他主坐在他的宝座上面，这边有他的荣耀在里面。
Friends, Jesus is coming again.
朋友们，耶稣会再来。
There's going to be a great feast.
将会有个大宴席。
And he's going to be on the throne.
他会在宝座上。
And he's going to call the people of all nations before him. Now read this verse. Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world.
于是王要向站在右边的说：“你们这蒙我父赐福的，可以来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国。”
The glorious truth, my friend, is for those of you who have come to be forgiven of your sins, you have a glorious day to look forward to.
这个荣耀的真理是说，当你来到上帝面前的时候。
This is the come I'm looking forward to hearing. I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. That means I have a part in that inheritance from the creation of the world.
那就是我从那创造宇宙万物的主那边，我有可以继承的产业。
Every one of you that have been washed in the blood of Christ will hear that come.
你们这些已经被耶稣的宝血洗净的人，你们会，我们会听见到这样子的来。
Now, friends, every time the word "come" appears, it is in the imperative form.
在这边主上帝所提到的每一个来，都是带着一个势在必行的一个形式。
In other words, God and Jesus are saying, "Come," and it is urgent that you do it.
上帝耶稣说，来，这个是有急迫性的，这个是必须做的。
Think of that. The God who created the universe is saying to you today, "Come."
那创造宇宙万物的主今天的早上听讲说，来。
The God who has marched the stars out across the heavens and knows every one of them by name is saying to you today, "Come."
那个天上布满星宿，也是可以叫出每一个名字的那个神，天神跟你讲说，来。
Come because He is full of mercy.
来，因为他是充满怜悯的主。
Come because He offers you His grace.
来，因为他。
Come because He loves you. Sin? Come. Thirsty? Come. Weary? Come. Hopeful? Come. Are you ready to meet, Jesus when He comes? The invitation to come is to every one of you, and it's to me. Will you come to Him? Will you come to Him? With all of my heart, I plead that you come and let God do for you what you cannot do for yourself. Let's pray. Almighty God, there are people here this morning. There is sin in their heart. Some even profess to know you as Savior. But this time of worship to them is worthless as far as you're concerned. There are some folks here this morning who are thirsty and hungry. They have spent all that they have, and they're no better off than they were. You have offered to satisfy the thirst and hunger of their soul. Help them to come. And there are some here that are weary. Not from work, but from anxiety. They're carrying burdens that you have offered to carry for them. Lord, there are some here who need to come. Because they're not following you and they're not bringing others to you. When they leave here this morning, they'll be finished until they come back next week. They need to come and follow you. And Lord, we thank you. We praise you. That one day you'll call us to come. And we'll be there to receive the inheritance that is ours. I pray for those that are here this morning who are not ready for that invitation. May they look to you this day and experience your grace and power. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.